Cove Rambler's manager Stephen Henderson joins us ahead of a clash against Shelburne at St Colman's Park on Saturday night. Stephen, how's prep going for this one?
It's went really well, Lisa. We've trained well all week. Last night we had an excellent session, so we're not expecting any more injuries. Keen Kingston, he's over his belt of food poisoning, so he'll be a welcome addition. Andy trained as well after the concussion last week, so you know we're still missing the usual. Our defenders are still out, but we're okay. We're looking forward to it.
Good stuff. You spoke with Rory last week about how you come to the end of the first series. So this now is, I suppose, the start of another with Shelburne, the side you beat in the first round.
Yeah, well, we're trying to look at each series as its own league, you know. So our objective on each of it would be kind of be in the playoff spot, Lisa. So like for our team to be in the playoff spot at the end of series one, it's a great achievement. We would have liked to have won last week against Athlone. You know, but there was a moment of madness where we conceded 2 goals in 5 minutes. But the character the boys showed to come back was fantastic. We got the point over. It could be a big point at the end of the season. We don't know. But like you say, Shells are coming to town. They're at their signing Stephen Elliott, you know, with Premier experience with Sunderland. So they were strong as it was, so they'll be even stronger. But, you know, we're at home. We're getting fitter ourselves. We're stronger. Our back four are looking more solid. So, you know, it'll be a very good game. Kevin comes down and tries to win all the matches. So, they're coming down to have a go off. So, it'll be a good game of ball.
I'd say so. And that's what we look at when you kind of go from series to series, I suppose. And the fact that you went up to beat them in the first game, you reckon you've made progress since that anyway to put it up again tomorrow night if they want to come down and take a scalp as well?
Well, yeah. You see, like we seem to be firefighting all the time, Lisa. And that's the truth, you know. I can't compliment our lads enough on how they've dealt with the certain situations that have gone on. You know, we've had 7, 8, 9 players out injured, you know. We have 6 or 7 out now at the moment. We've constantly had to move the back four around. You know, and all this kind of stuff was going on. And the way the lads reacted was brilliant. So, like, you know, the fact that we're in a playoff spot, we've had to deal with an awful lot. It's a young squad dealing with an awful lot. Like, even against Athlone, King Kingston an hour before the game, you know, pulling out, we had to deal with that situation. They dealt with it. They dealt with it brilliant. The week before that, you know, we were going off and our bus was going on fire. You know, there's lots of things that these kids have had to deal with.
It's mad,
you know,
Stephen.
So it's been great. So we're happy. So Shells come down, they give us a game, but with Martin, we're really looking forward to it, and I think we possibly could get the 3 points off them.
And you've said it before, you'll say it again, I'm sure. The crowd have been excellent. The lads' application has been excellent. And with a good game of ball to be expected, you'd hope this can be a good one for supporters too.
Well, first of all, we thank them every week because they're a huge part of what we're trying to achieve. Like, as we keep going on, they're young lads, and when we get the support behind them, it's fantastic. Like I said before, Shells, you know, they're coming down to win the match. They won't come down. They see themselves as, you know, title contenders, not just promotion contenders. They'll come down and have a go off it. You know, so it will be very exciting. They'll be open. We're well organised. You know, we have to defend well. We have to battle well. But we have the quality in the team to go and score a few goals ourselves. So, yeah, we really appeal to the public. Come on now. The place is looking great. The pitches that are getting a lot of work done this week. You know, our team are, you know, they're really revved up for this one. So, please, yeah, come out and give us a hand because it will be a great game of ball.